Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 6, Rejuvenation, Part 3.
Hey, man.
Sorry, pal. I got the wrong place.
You looking for the cute babe?
Cute babe?
Yeah, are you her dad or something?
Are you talking about Eileen?
Is that her name? She's in the bedroom. Where the hell is my shirt? Oh, got it.
Who are you?
Just a friend. Babe, I'm gonna take off. I'll call you, okay?
The hell?
Oh, hey, Cav. How's it going?
Oh, shit. You came to pick me up. I forgot. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. We were gonna start early and, who was that guy?
Who, him? That was Brad. Just give me 5 so I can grab a proto juice, huh?
No, I mean, what was he doing here?
What do you think?
Wait a second. The two of yous,
I met him last night at a club. We had some fun, that's all.
Eileen, that guy is young enough to be a grandkid.
You mean he was young enough to be my grandkid? Not anymore.
So that's your thing now, huh? You go to random clubs and pick up guys to screw.
Why not? What's wrong with that?
And now you're parading around in the kitchen, practically naked.
Oh, you gone shy all of a sudden, Kev?
No, but...
So what's the big deal about seeing me in my underwear?
If you can even call it that. You're not leaving much to the imagination, are you?
Remember that time on the east side you had to practically rip my shirt off when I took a bullet to put pressure on the wound? Went through me right here on my chest.
Where? There's not even a scar anymore.
It doesn't matter. You've seen every inch of me over the years, clothed, unclothed, and everything in between.
No, I haven't. And not like this. You were never like this.
Look, Cav, just deal with it, okay? I'm not going back to how I was, so you're just going to have to get used to seeing me like this.
Maybe you should slow it down, huh? You're like a kid who just scored a nuke-powered Helios but hasn't found the brake pedal yet.
Maybe you should stay the hell out of my business. This is my life, my body. I can do whatever I want with it.
I'm sorry, but this is all happening so fast. A few weeks ago, you were... Well, you were you. And now everything's been turned on its head. I don't want to sound like a grumpy old bastard, but...
Well, you are!
Okay. I said I'm sorry.
Fine.
All these changes are doing my head in, and I guess I'll get used to it.
Sure hope so.
But it's gonna take a while. Maybe I shouldn't stop by here for a while. We can just meet at the station house instead.
Yeah. That might be for the best.
I'll wait down in the car.
How'd you sleep?
Like shit. But what's new, huh?
You always were a night owl.
I guess.
Wait, weren't you taking meds for that a while back?
I didn't like them. Took too much of the edge off, you know. Felt like I was sleepwalking half the day.
Yeah.
Besides, I don't mind it sometimes. Being awake in the middle of the night, I mean. I go out and I sit on the balcony and just listen. The way the strata hums when things are shut down, I don't know. There's something common about it, I suppose.
Real deep there, Cav.
Well, that's about as exciting as my nights get. Not like yours.
Yeah, I had a lot going on last night.
I think we've been over that.
Actually, I've got plenty more to tell you about.
It's fine.
Scarridge met with Rankin last night, after we went and ruffled his feathers at Luso.
He did what?
Here, check it out. I pulled up the surveillance outside Scarridge's mansion.
Wait a second. When did you have time to do this? I thought you were partying and hooking up with, what's his name?
I was, but I can multitask. I had a few spare moments to patch into the grid. Here, see? It's Rankin's car pulling up. And there he goes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's him all right.
He was only in there for 10 minutes. But see this? The look on his face when he comes out.
He's not happy.
No. I guess he didn't like what Scarridge had to say.
Seems like it.
Anyway, Rankin went back to his apartment in Highgate City. What's the name? Pinnacle Towers. I think we should start there. Keep a tail on him, see what he does.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I also ran a few things through the database about Scarridge's girlfriend, Nikita. I wondered if maybe we could use an angle on her, in case she's seen something that might be useful to us. Came up with nothing.
Nothing?
Nada. No ID records, no history, not even a facial recognition hit on surveillance. She might as well be a ghost. And that makes me wonder, did she seem strange to you?
The girl? Yeah, but Scarridge's girls are always strange.
Oh, right.
Definitely not from Highgate City. Looked like she'd never seen the inside of a place like that before. She was using the wrong fork on her appetizer for a start, and didn't have a damn clue what to do with her napkin.
She looked like she was afraid to even talk. And she's had major work done. Her eyes and lips were way too large for her face.
Yeah, she had a bunch of body augments under that dress, too. It all looks so over the top that it's kind of grotesque. But, that's just how Scarridge likes them.
So we've drawn a blank on her. But maybe we can get some dirt on him from one of his other old girlfriends.
We had this conversation a while back, you remember? Even followed up on a few cases. After he's done with them, they vanish. No sign of him.
Yeah, okay.
Somehow he plucks them out of thin air, uses them for a while, and then once he's done with them, they're gone again.
Do you think the enhancements are there to fool surveillance? I mean, if he makes enough alterations, he could get around facial recognition.
That might be part of it, but to be honest, I think he just does it for his own gratification.
Those poor girls. The way he uses them up and spits them out. They must go through hell.
Yeah. I'm sure they do.
Eddie!
The memories come back again. And these aren't the kind I welcome. Quite the opposite.
I know you're in there. Open up!
But they're too powerful for me to hold back.
Eddie! All right, have it your way.
What are you doing here? Did you just break my door down?
I'm getting you out of here.
Get your damn hands off me!
Annie, I'm trying to help you.
Well, I don't need your help. I'm doing fine.
Oh, really? I can see it in your face, baby. You've had so much drink, it looks like... looks like your eyeballs are about to burst.
Dad, just back off. Leave me alone.
How many times did I tell you it was a bad idea to come to Highgate City? These people you're running with...
They're my friends.
Sure. Getting you hooked on Trank. Nice friends.
What would you know? You just live in your safe little bubble back in Midtown, too afraid to take a chance on anything. I came here to live my dream.
The whole fashion designer thing. Are you still gonna pretend that's what you're doing here?
You've never even tried to understand, have you?
I don't have a problem with you chasing your dreams, honey, but not like this.
You don't have a problem, huh? Is that why you smashed my door apart and tried to grab me like some lunatic?
You haven't been picking up when I call. You won't meet me.
That's because you've turned into an asshole. Every time I talk to you, you just want to tell me about how I'm screwing up my life.
No, that's not the reason you're avoiding me.
It isn't?
No. You won't talk to me because you know I'll see it. I'll see what's happening to you.
Nothing is happening to me, Dad. You just don't like the fact that I'm hanging out with smart, creative people who...
I looked into your friends, Annie. Billy, and the other one, Sylvia.
You did what?
They're associates of a guy called Scarridge. You heard of him?
You're investigating my friends?
He's a gang lord. New on the scene, but moving up the ranks fast. A nasty piece of work, from what I've heard.
How dare you? Billy and Sylvia are...
They're not your friends, Annie. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They're thugs involved in some bad shit. And they're getting their claws deeper into you every minute you stay here. You're in danger.
No, actually, I'm not.
One of your other friends, Delina. She was found floating out in the harbor 2 nights ago. Did you know that?
Of course I know that. It was awful. She had an accident. She drowned.
She was murdered, Annie. There were toxins in her blood. What's more, she was last seen having a disagreement with Scarridge at a restaurant in Highgate City. We can't pin anything on him yet, but we're working on it.
Mr. Scarridge has always treated me just fine.
He uses people.
That's not true.
He uses them. And when he gets tired of them, he kills them. Just like your friend.
Get out. Now. Before I call security.
Honey, don't you understand? I'm trying to help you.
No. You just can't accept that I'm living my life the way I want. Can you?
I just want you to come home with me. That's all I want.
Hello? I need help, please. There's a man in my apartment and he won't go away. Yes, he's acting violently. Yes. Right now? Okay. I'll lock myself in the bedroom. Please, hurry.
God damn it.
Here it is, Cav. Pinnacle Towers. Pull over.
Is Rankin still in there?
Checking now. It looks like he hasn't come out again since last night.
Good.
You okay? You look kind of freaked out.
Just daydreaming again. Me and my memories. You know how it is.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it isn't.
Come on, hold it together, partner. I need you.
I'll be fine.
You sure?
Yeah, I can handle it. At least I'm not hallucinating this time.
Hallucinating? What's that all about?
Ugh. It was a little while back. You were in Midtown General. I was driving home late one night over on Tesca Road, and there were a bunch of people lined up for the shuttle. When I glanced over, I could have sworn Billy Montague was there.
Wait a second. If I was in general, that means Billy was... Well, he was already in the morgue, partner. Remember the whole thing with me filling him with lead?
That's where the hallucinating part comes in. It couldn't have been him on the street. But this guy was the spitting image. Tall, big square head, the scar on his temple. Even the way he slouched, it was uncanny.
Oh, great. So that only leaves us with two possibilities. One, my partner is going senile. Or two, Billy Montague has a twin brother who's just as ugly as he was. And that's some serious nightmare fuel.
Nah, it's just me. I guess I should be getting more sleep, huh? This fatigue is starting to mess with my mind.
Hey, heads up. Check it out.
The car pulling into the alley. Looks familiar.
It belongs to Rankin. But that's not him driving.
Hand me the scope, will ya? Yeah. I see now. It's Orlov. He was there the night they shot your replacement, Walker. Looks like he's, making a call.
Probably here to pick up Rankin. Damn. Oh, we really could have used some ears in that car. I want to know what they're saying.
If we follow Orlov, we might get a chance the next time he stops.
Yeah, all right. I've got a sensor right here. Oh, look. He's getting out. Wait here while I go put it on the car.
Hang on a second, Eileen. You don't want to get us made.
I'll hold off till he goes inside.
He's not going inside. He stopped out front. Rankin's probably on his way right now. There's not enough time.
I can make it.
Eileen! God damn it! There's only one way out of that alley! She strides out across the street, moving with a speed that I wouldn't have believed if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes. arms pumping, her balance perfect. Orlov stares at his phone, oblivious as she crosses behind him and slips down the alleyway towards the car. She bends down and places the sensor under the car, but as she's about to return, Rankin emerges onto the street.
Shit!
Rankin says something to Orlov, and from this distance I can't hear him. But from Eileen's reaction, she hears it just fine. And she reacts fast. With nowhere to run, she launches herself at the alley wall, then springs off a dumpster and up onto the first level balcony. She flattens herself, becomes invisible, just as Rankin and Orlov make it back to the car. Damn. The car leaves. I pull up next to the alley.
Come on, Twinkle Toes. They're getting away.
Maybe I should have planned that out better.
Oh, you think?
Hey, it worked, didn't it?
I think you're in the wrong line of work, partner. You ought to be in the circus with those kind of moves.
Well, those died out decades ago, so I guess I'm stuck being a cop.
Fair enough.
They didn't see me, did they?
Not a chance. It was hard enough for me to see you. You're a blur when you move.
Yeah, I even surprised myself a little.
I never saw you run that fast before. Not even in your prime.
Just finally reaching my full potential, I guess.
Was that another, option that came with your, rejuvenation?
Yeah, the circus pack.
I always figured those kind of enhancements were reserved for military and shit like that.
There's a lot you don't know about rejuvenation, Kev. This is all pretty standard these days, if you've got the creds. You should consider it.
Me? Dancing around and bouncing off walls? No, I can't see it happening.
You must have saved up some creds over the years.
You were the thrifty one, Eileen. I never had the discipline to save for a rainy day.
I'm sure you could work something out. There are ways of getting creds.
Listen, it's okay. I get around just fine. Those kind of gymnastics, that's not me.
Just think about it, okay?
Let's focus here, huh? We've got a job to do. No point getting sidetracked on rejuvenation or whatever you want to call it.
Sure, I know when to quit.
Bring up that scanner, will you? We don't want to lose Rankin.
I still can't believe I did that.
You always were the impulsive one.
See? I'm not so different after all.
Hold it. Right there.
Yeah, got it. Signal's coming through nice and strong.
We've got a main line straight to Mr. Rankin and Mr. Orlov.
Easy as that. We're one step closer.
Uh-huh. Now let's find out what these bastards are planning for the next move.
Hey listeners, I'd like to invite you to join the Darksiders, a community where we discuss all things related to the Strata and other upcoming podcasts from Beyond the Dark Productions. We share news, exclusive previews, and talk about characters and events inside the fictional universes of Beyond the Dark. It's good fun. Check it out over at patreon.com/beyondthedark. Season 6, Rejuvenation. Starring Trent Trachtenberg, Kelsey Mayer, Jason Churai, Rhiannon Mauchel, Michelle Kong, Connor Howard, Eamon Layton, Nick Alfano, Sean Madsen, Brock Mills, Katabel Ansari, Richard Braddock, Tyler Tice, Asante Barbarin, Brett Travers, and AJ Goss. Created by Mark R. Healy. A Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is Yanni, and welcome to season 2 of Harlem Queen. Thank you for listening. The season picks up with the search for Michelle.
You are listening to the Floyd J. Calvin program. And now, straight to the headlines. Manhattan debutante and socialite Michelle Mondesir has been kidnapped from her Connecticut boarding school. There is a tri-state search for Mademoiselle Mondesir, who is 15 years of age, Caucasian, and was last seen yesterday evening going to her dormitory.
Stephanie is frantic, and she risks all in order to find her missing daughter.
We will find Michelle. There are troopers all along the New Jersey and Pennsylvania highways.
That's not enough.
Madame Stephanie St. Clair posted a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the safe return of Ms. Mondesir.
You need to take down your reward, Stephanie.
I will not. Those no-good couples are already saying she's dead.
The connection between the debutante and the numbers queen is unclear.
And Stephanie still has to contend with Luciano and Schultz plotting to push her out of her own turf.
Word on the street is that it's Schultz.
Who cares about a lost colored girl?
This one is white. Fifth Avenue debutante, a lot of money, well connected. And I want to find out why Stephanie is so fixated on the girl. Stephanie is highly invested in her safe return.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to cheese it.
What about St. Clair?
You tried to clip her twice. Is she pushing up daisies? No. We're gonna get her another way.
Even Halstein is suspicious. Is he truly a friend or a foe?
She's putting herself behind the eight ball. There's something more there, and I need to find out. In the meantime, someone has to earn the money she's deciding not to earn.
You have no power in this case, Stephanie. In fact, you're a liability.
I will do everything in my power to get her home safe and sound.
Listen up for season 2. Harlem Queen is a recipient of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council's Creative Engagement Grant. And once we all get through this safe and sound, we will have a live radio show of Harlem Queen this fall. More episodes to come. Take good care and stay well.